Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Again, River Network, that's the app. Download it. It's free. Then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri, live and dangerously local, 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, all right here. Thursdays and Fridays, encore presentations of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality, and now Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. I do like that. All right, fine. Several things we need to talk about here, including help me understand something. I don't know if anybody wants to call in on this, but I need some help here regarding these riots in Los Angeles. Have you been following this story the past 3 days? This insurrection in Los Angeles with all of these illegals waving all their different country flags, and they're going after our ICE agents who are trying to arrest and deport illegals. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What's even worse is that the local government there in Los Angeles, the mayor, who I swear to God is a communist, refuses to allow the police to go out there and defend the ICE agents and stop the Antifa monsters from rioting. They're burning cars. They're throwing bricks. It's unbelievable. So President Trump issues this statement. A once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents to try and stop our deportation operations. But these lawless riots only strengthen our resolve. I'm directing Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, in coordination with all other relevant departments and agencies, to take all such action as necessary to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion and put an end to these migrant riots. Order will be restored, the illegals will be expelled, and Los Angeles will be set free. Thank you for your attention to this matter. President Donald Trump. So my question to you is this. Actually, several questions. I really need some feedback here from you. Do you think Donald Trump is going too far regarding law and order? Do you think he should be calling in the National Guard? Is it time to arrest the mayor of Los Angeles for not doing her duty and ordering the police to go out there and help? Because she's helping the rioters. Is it time to have a really get tough attitude regarding these people and start arresting them left and right, throw them in jail, have lots and lots of charges, whatever you could possibly imagine? Is it time to do this? My phone number here in the studio, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you feel strongly about the riots in Los Angeles, and if you feel strongly about Donald Trump's response to this, whether you agree or disagree, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Also, help me understand, why is it that today's leftists, including the mayor of Los Angeles and the governor of California, that greasy-haired Newsom guy, are blaming Trump, and not only them, but also every Democrat governor in America? Every Democrat governor, they signed on to this petition saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault. He should not be sending in the National Guard. What the hell are these people thinking? What exactly are they thinking? Can you please explain to me how you can justify saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault? And here I'm turning to people who are listeners who hate Trump, who are never Trumpers, who blame Trump for everything. I actually welcome your calls on this because I need to understand how you think. Because I really don't understand it. I mean, I really don't. You have these Antifa-type monsters doing everything possible to destroy this once great American city, which is now turning into a third world cesspool. And you blame Trump? And you blame ICE? And you don't want the National Guard there to be protecting all of these people? Help me understand. Yes, I'm talking to you. Don't stare at your dashboard. I'm not there. I'm here at the radio station on Big Willie 105.5. Help me understand how you can justify blaming Donald Trump. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I would love to know. We've cleared the lines. A lot of people are talking about this. I want to get your thoughts. Is it time for some really strict law and order? Is it time to kick ass and take names? Donald Trump is saying yes. Absolutely yes, it's time. How can these people on the left continue to get away with this? I was following the news on X Twitter, and there were lots of pictures of these, there were lots of pallets of bricks like they had done before with Antifa. Whoever's funding this thing, and I suspect is probably a George Soros type of person, some multi-billionaire who wants to destroy this country so he can recreate it. They're still ordering pallets of bricks. It's still very, very, very well organized. And all of these flags that these people are flying, it is amazing. The local media is just utterly useless with this. But it's all over X Twitter. What are these ants doing here? Who the hell keeps eating here, drawing these ants? Jesus. Anyway. How are they getting away with this? How on earth do they continue to get away with this? We need answers. I would have no problem arresting every one of these rioters and sending them off to El Salvador, to that really great prison there, if we can do that legally. And frankly, I don't know if we can. I'm not a lawyer. What the hell do I know about the law? But if we could do it legally, oh yeah, absolutely. I am so sick of what has been done to this country and to our government, to every institution that we've had here. They've been destroyed. I don't believe any of them now. Do you think Donald Trump has gone too far? Or maybe hasn't gone far enough? What would you do if you were president? 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. LA is burning and they're blaming Donald Trump. Are you friggin' kidding me? And the media, oh my God, the legacy corporate media is just the worst. CNN again, Dana Bash again, was interviewing someone, and she was trying to downplay these riots, saying, well, they weren't as bad as the Rodney King riots in the 90s. They weren't really that bad. These aren't really that bad compared to the, it's honestly mind-boggling. You've got one of these Democrat senators from New Jersey, this Cory Booker character, who's saying that these riots are not really violent. They're just protesters. That's all they are. They're just protesters and migrants. Meanwhile, they're burning cars. They're throwing rocks at law enforcement, sheriff's deputies and ICE and all the rest. It's unbelievable. The rioting that's going on there right now. And the mayor of Los Angeles, who I swear to God is like a communist, won't send out the police to arrest the rioters. It is mind-boggling to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you were president, what would you do? What would you do? The media is all in on this. They're saying, oh, the riots aren't really all that bad. You got all the Democrats, including every Democrat governor in America, they all signed on to this, saying, oh, no, we don't need any National Guard troops there. The left is not like us. They have proven it time after time, and here's another example. They want to destroy our country. You cannot reason with these people. The governor of California, this Gavin Newsom, who's got great hair, by the way. Oh, my God, I'd kill for hair like that. They're saying, no, 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 we don't want the National Guard. It's all Trump's fault. It is mind-boggling to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling. But when you realize, when you finally stop and realize that these are not people with whom you can negotiate with, you can't reason with these people because their goals are so different from your goals. They want to destroy America. This is a good thing to them. Because then they can rebuild it in the way that it should be. The Great Reset, Brave New World, the New World Order. That's what this is all about. And Trump and his people have got to come down hard, and I mean really, really, really hard. Not just with really good statements here. But I want to see lots of arrests. I want to see them track the money. Who paid for all the pallets of bricks? Who pays all of these people? Go look at every one of their bank accounts. Take a look at all of their cell phones, all the different ways they're communicating. There's got to be a way with this FBI, even though this is a corrupted FBI beyond belief. We've got new people in charge now. Surely there are enough good FBI agents left who can track this down, who can find out who's responsible for this. Because that's the only way this is going to stop. That's the only way this is going to stop. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Do you think Donald Trump should be this tough on the rioters? Maybe he shouldn't be. Maybe he should be even tougher. Is this the right response? What are your thoughts on this? 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Again, Donald Trump is talking tough. His statement, a once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents to try and stop our deportation operations. But these lawless riots only strengthen our resolve. I'm directing Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, in coordination with all other relevant departments and agencies, to take all such action necessary to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion and put an end to these migrant riots. Order will be restored and illegals will be expelled and Los Angeles will be set free. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Talk stuff. Is he going to back it up? Certainly hope so. It's been 3 days so far. 3 days. It should have been done 3 days ago, I would say. But that's just me. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you're a first-time caller, you're especially welcomed. I do want to hear your thoughts on this. And especially if you're on the left, if you're one of these people who has Trump derangement syndrome or simply doesn't think this is a good idea to send in the National Guard to save Los Angeles, maybe you don't think these aren't even real riots. This isn't really an insurrection. Trump is on the verge of declaring this an insurrection. And then all hell is really going to break loose in terms of federal power. And normally I'm opposed to excessive federal power. I really am. I've got lots and lots of issues with it. But in this case, when local government is more than happy to let the city burn to the ground and not allow the police to do their jobs, well, what choice do we have here? What choice do we have? Download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. You can also hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on the River Talk Radio Network. And then Thursdays and Fridays, encore presentations of this show on the River Talk Radio Network. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Next up, those bio swales in Wheeling. What a mess.